this way before.
Never felt
yes,
this
I swear
way.
It's the truth, and I hope it.
So, did you have the time of your life at your junior senior prom, or was it a disaster? Today we're talking about the prom 2011 style. Coming up later, we'll hear about the pros and cons of the after prom, a newer tradition that already is fading in some places, and we'll talk about the new proms, the that welcome all, and the other proms for those who don't feel welcome at their school event. Tell us your prom story. Was prom that one of those moments, the time of your life, or have you already forgotten that magical night? And if you're gay, how did you manage your prom? Call 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org and let us know. Tell us your story. Joining us now are two Central Ohio high school students. In the studio is Rachel Metzler. She's a 17-year-old junior from Grandview Heights High School. Welcome to the show, Rachel.
Thank you.
And also we have Alec McLaughlin. He is a junior at Canal Winchester.
Yes.
You're both junior class presidents. We're in the presence of big shots, if not royalty. I don't know. You might be prom king and queen for all I know. Glad you could join us, Alec. Appreciate
it's a pleasure.
It. So how big of a deal is prom these days? You were both – the junior class traditionally plans the prom, right?
Yeah.
So, Rachel, how big of a deal is it?
Well, at Grandview, I mean, it's a very fun tradition, and homecoming for us is a lot less formal than prom. So prom's one of those times when people get their hair done and their nails done. But there's also people who just go for fun and, you know, do their own hair, do their own nails, buy their dresses. So it's kind of a mix of formal. But I would say it's not a huge deal. I mean, it gets exciting. The last couple weeks as we start selling tickets and we start putting up flyers and that sort of thing. But it's a fun party for us, and kids enjoy it, but it's not a huge deal.
So, Alec, is the prom sort of like the Macy's Thanksgiving parade? You start planning it the day after the last prom, or when do you start?
I think for planning for prom is more of a girl thing, to be honest. I mean, I just go with the flow. It's up to
the
girls.
They just tell you what to do?
Yeah. I mean, prom is obviously, it's more for the girls. It's for a chance for them to feel pretty, to feel like princesses.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, the guys just tag along, and they just do whatever the girls want them to. I mean,
is that your Rachel?
I don't know about that. We had some guys putting up a fight this year, but it's not.
So how do you plan a prom, though? How do you decide what you're going to do? What's the process?
Well, we have a prom committee at Grandview. I think we had about 12 kids on the committee, and it's open to all juniors. And we meet at the beginning of the year, and we start talking about locations and themes, and we kind of go from there. We have people call certain places, see if they're open, see if they're within our budget. We vote on a theme, and then it kind of progresses, and each month you have a meeting or so, and then as it gets closer, you have more meetings. But there's a lot of help from your advisors as well.
So what are the big issues? What are the big things you have to make sure go right? What are some of the problems that you have to cope with?
Well, you have to make sure there's a cop there. That's one of our school's policies.
And you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you kind of, for wherever your location is, you have to get a cop from that area and pay for that. I mean, finding a good location is a big deal because you want the students to enjoy that. And then the theme, although the theme is an important part of it, I don't feel like anyone ever decides they're not going to come to prom because of a theme. But it's definitely an aspect. You want them to be enticed.
What, Alec, what are some of the maybe the places that you can mess up in planning a prom? I mean, what?
The theme's big, but like she said, I mean, it's not crucial to whether somebody's going to come. But the theme, I mean, it gets people intrigued and it makes them want to come to prom. I mean, but it's, like I said, it's not the final decision if they're going to come or not. But I mean, yeah, the theme's definitely one big thing. The price of the tickets is another big thing.
How much were your tickets this year?
We actually lowered them from $60 to $40. Last year they were $60. We did a lot of fundraising this year because we wanted to give people that, I mean, are less fortunate, don't have as much money, a chance to come to prom and just experience, you know.
Well, plus that extra $20 they could spend on a meal.
Exactly.
You know, it kind of. What about you, Rachel? How is it at Grandview?
Our tickets are $30 for prom and $5 for after prom.
Do you have does the prom just begin with the dance after and folks usually go out to a meal? Because some places have prom dinners, too.
Yeah.
Kind of like a reception type of thing.
Well, we just leave it up to the students. They go before prom, and they go out to wherever they want. They take pictures, and they go out to eat, wherever they plan, take the limo or whatever they're taking. And then at prom, we serve dessert because most people are already eaten. And then after prom is when they have their meal. It's at the school. They provide food from local restaurants. It's usually like pizza and subs and wings and things like that. But now that's put on by after prom.
We're going to talk about after prom in our next segment. We'll have a parent from Thomas Worthington High School join us. Joining us in the studio right now is Rachel Metzler. She's a 17-year-old junior. She's junior class president at Grandview Heights High School. And also Alec McLaughlin. He is the junior class president at Canal Winchester. So if you have a question or comment for them, give us a call. Carlos did call in and reminded everyone to practice safe sex. And we laugh about it. It's funny. But are there messages, other messages that are put out there during prom season? For instance, the alcohol and drug use, sometimes abuse and excessiveness that takes place on prom night?
Oh, yeah. Well, every announcement that's made over our speakers and that sort of thing includes the be safe, and we want to make sure we spread that. But providing an after prom is definitely one of those aspects where it's an alternate opportunity for people. So we see that as kind of guiding them in the right direction. They can have fun without the use of drugs or alcohol.
What about at Canal Winchester, Elk? Any messages about drinking and driving? And
it's the same as at Grandview for Rachel. The teachers try to spread it, you know, the whole week before prom. We try to encourage everyone to be safe and to make smart decisions. And the day before prom, which is usually, you know, it's Friday, this upcoming Friday, prom committee holds this thing where a Grim Reaper comes around each class period and takes two students, and they die from a certain thing that could happen, like a car crash, a drug overdose, or something like that. That could happen during prom, or before prom or after prom, due to drugs and alcohol, and it's just to spread the awareness that you can have fun without drinking or doing drugs, and we also like they do at Grandview, we hold a after prom, and you're not allowed to leave after prom, but if you do, you cannot come back because of the awareness of drinking, and they don't want that. They don't want people to feel like it's okay to drink and then come back.
Go out and shoot a beer and then come back.
Exactly.
Then, right? Anyway, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. If you have a happy story or a sad story about prom, don't hesitate to call, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. So when somebody does show up inebriated or high or something like that, how does a school handle those situations? Rachel?
Well, our cop is positioned at the door, so they're visually checked when they walk in, you know. And if something's immediately off, they'll be taken outside. And if something happens during the prom, if there's suspected to be drinking or have been under the influence of something, then the cop will be brought in. And the thing that we stress is that it's up to the cop what happens, your punishment. So it's out of the high school's hands.
But if somebody shows up, the high school, there's no repercussions?
Well, we have a code of conduct that that deals with that at all times. So if someone is taken by the cops, that they're not allowed to participate in sports, there's certain penalties that occur because of those things.
And Alec? Same thing?
Yeah. It's the same thing for us at Canal Winchester.
614-292-8513. Do you have a prom story? Give us a call and share it with us. What are the most common complaints among students about prom? What do they whine about the most?
Well, from years past, one of the things we like to do in prom committee is, like, address those complaints. So we had a lot of people complain that the dance floor one year was too big, and they felt it was just, there were...
It wasn't cozy enough?
Yeah, it was awkward. We had people say that the year before that, the dance floor was too small, and it was crowded and awkward. The place that you have is actually a huge concern because of the dance floor and that sort of thing, and people want to feel comfortable while they're dancing. So I would say that's probably the biggest complaint.
What about you, Alec?
Like I said before, it's probably the prices for
okay.
us.
Well, we have an email from James. He says, I opted out of attending my proms. I thought they were self-aggrandizing and a waste of money. So let's talk about the money. I mean, we talked a little bit about the tickets and how much it
yeah.
costs, but there's a lot more. Really, the ticket's probably the least of the expense
yeah.
in the final analysis. There's a lot of kids who spend a lot of money, and what do you think about that?
Well, there's definitely ways to go around spending huge amounts of money. And, I mean, if you find that perfect dress and you're willing to spend that money or that tux, then that's okay. But, I mean, we encourage people to come whether they want to spend $300 or $50. I've had friends who go thrifting or go to other stores. There's programs that actually provide dresses for girls who can't provide them.
Mm-hmm.
And we publicize those programs and really want to make sure that you can come no matter what your financial situation.
Yeah, I mentioned at the top of the show that some $4 billion a year is spent on proms. Now, that's not this year. That's a few years old, I imagine. Maybe, you know, in an economic downturn, it'd actually be less. I don't know. Have you noticed any changes with the economy that people maybe aren't spending quite as much money? They're not going so all out?
Well, for after prom, they put on this program where they have previous people who went to prom years past, previous students, bring in old prom dresses, and that they sell them for really reduced prices for girls that aren't able to afford the dresses and the accessories and the shoes. I mean, and that definitely cuts a lot of the cost out of there.
Well, what about a tux? A tux isn't cheap.
No, it's not.
Are you hurting?
Well,
no one gives away free tuxes last time I checked.
No. Well, there's this program through Men's Warehouse where if you hand out discount cards, 10 of them, then you get a free tux. And I mean that's all I know about. That's pretty beneficial, but it didn't really work for me, unfortunately.
What about renting the limos and stuff like that?
Well, we had a couple groups take limos or big cars, but it's a pitch-in, you know, everyone shares it, and it's normally only for big groups. We just used a parent's car, like one of the nicer cars. So I think there's always to get to prom, and no one's really judged on what they arrive in.
Is it still a big deal to have a date for prom, or is it like a lot of things, people are going in groups more than they used to back in the olden days? Is it, you know?
Well, I would say that there's definitely a lot more options for people. I know that I went in a big group. I had a date, but it was just as a friend. And people ask dates, but there's definitely a lot of people there who don't have dates, who go in groups of friends or who bring a friend along of the same sex, like just as a friend, you
mm-hmm.
know, not lesbian or gay. But
mm-hmm.
And so there's definitely all options. If you feel more comfortable with a date, there's you can get one, but there's definitely choices, and I would say there's a large percentage that go in just groups.
We're talking about prom 2011. With us is Rachel Metzler. She's a junior class president at Grandview Heights High School, and also Alec McLaughlin. He is a junior class president at Cannell Winchester. Coming up, we'll be talking about the after prom, but we want to want you to tell us your prom story. If you have one, was prom the time of your life, or have you already forgotten it? And if you're gay, how did you manage your prom? Call 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org and let us know. We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
Hear All Sides with Ann Fisher, Fresh Air, On Point, and Talk of the Nation on 89.7 FM. Join us for news all day, every day, on 89.7 or streaming at WOSU.org.
And there are many ways to get the latest local news. Follow WOSU News on Twitter or like WOSU on Facebook. Get headlines delivered to your email by subscribing to our Daily News Loop e-newsletter at WOSU.org/email.
Support for 89.7 comes from Westfield Insurance, exclusive sponsor of In the Know, where Bexley meets Dublin Scioto in this season's final match on Friday at 8 p.m. on WOSU+. Westfield Insurance, sharing knowledge, building trust.
And it's 53 degrees under cloudy skies. There is a chance of rain throughout the day, maybe a thunderstorm, a high of 60 degrees. A chance of rain tonight, a low of 51. Also a chance of rain for Thursday, cloudy and a high of 64. All Sides with Ann Fisher continues on 89.7 NPR News.
That was If You Leave by the British synth-pop group, OMD. It's from the final scene of Pretty in Pink, starring Molly Ringwald. The movie closed with a kiss for Ringwald's character, but most prom nights don't end there. Welcome back to All Sides. This segment will talk about student options for after prom. Joining us is Kathy Devine. Kathy is the parent of former, current, and future high school students at Thomas Worthington High School. She's also a longtime volunteer in the district, and this year she's crazily president of the Activity Club, which organizes all sorts of events, including the after prom. That is until this year. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thank you, Ann.
So this year, there won't be an after prom at Thomas. What happened?
The after hours event is what we call it at Thomas Worthington, has been put on since 1986 by the Activity Club that, as you mentioned, sponsors a number of different student-led initiatives. For the past several years, we've actually experienced a decline in attendance from about 250 in 2008 students attending to last year, our low point, which was 75 students. Over the course of this year, we've tried to actually use best practices from our sister school, Worthington Kilbourne, who has a very successful after-prom event, and engage more students, which is what we understood was a key factor. But we haven't been successful in getting the buy-in. And a few weeks back, leading up to the prom, we went to the administration and asked for some support, possibly by bundling the ticket for prom and after prom. And unfortunately, the students weren't buying into it, so we did make the decision to cancel after hours for this year.
Rachel and Alec, what are there the ideas? I guess some kids think it's kind of dorky to go to the after prom. Is there an issue like that, or is there a group of kids that will tend not to go and others that do?
I think at Canal it's the exact opposite. I mean, all of my friends go to after prom. Everybody that goes to prom pretty much goes to after prom because it's just a time that where you don't get at prom. You can sit and hang out and talk to your friends. I mean, because at prom you're dancing and you're busy and you're having fun, but you can sit down and relax after prom, and you can have fun with your friends other than just dancing at prom.
Do you think, Rachel, that having student involvement in after prom is important, or is it run by a parent group?
Well, ours is put on by the junior class, like the parents of the junior class. So, and there's lots of parents who go. Grade Mew is a pretty small school, so there's a lot of parents saying, oh, well, we're putting it on, so you're going.
Okay, Kathy, you know, what is it? How much do parents play a role in the success?
I think that is a critical factor. You know, I can say from experience that when my son, who's in college now, was a junior, I said, you know, I'm part of Activity Club. We put this event on. I insist if you're planning to do something after the prom that it's in an organized way, where your friends will be there, too. And he did go. But as a senior, he wasn't interested. His friends wanted to hang out and play video games afterwards. And I buckled and said, okay. One of the things I heard overwhelmingly among the Worthington Kilbourne parents when we were talking about the success of their event is that the parents don't give their kids an option. They say, if you're interested in going out after the prom, then it's to the after-hours event, where they know that there's an environment that's alcohol and drug free, it's chaperoned, and yet there's lots of great activities for the kids to do.
I want to turn to some callers now. We were talking earlier about the cost. Kathy Devine just mentioned that to save the cost, they thought about bundling the after prom and the prom tickets together. Anne from Clintonville, your daughter had a gown solution. Tell us about it.
Yes, indeed, and thank you, Anne, for that. Back in 1987, when our daughter was graduating, she came to me a couple of weeks before the prom and said, "Mom, I can't find anything I like. I hate the gowns. They feel awful. Can I go in a matching tuxedo with her date?"
Cool.
They had decided on this together and approached both his mother and my mother. And we were a bit tentative about it, but I went and saw them when they dressed up. You know, they went and tried them on, and she looked so sensational in a tux.
It sounds pretty cool.
It was cool. And she just created a sensation at the prom that night at Bishop Watterson. So I'm sure they're still talking about it. But in any case, she felt comfortable. She looked like dynamite, and she solved a problem of, while tuxes are not cheap, they're certainly a lot cheaper than those gowns.
And you can wear them again.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. You can't. You're just
exactly. Renting
it, right? Yeah. Well, thank you, Anne, for that call.
Great pictures of her, too. So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. CW, you're a Kilbourne senior in Worthington. Welcome to the show.
Hello. You guys were talking earlier about just the cost of prom and how much it is.
Yeah.
Well, my girlfriend lives in Cleveland. Talking to NPR.
WOSU.
My girlfriend lives in Cleveland, and so we had two proms to worry about, and that means renting a tux twice and getting a dress and keeping it like that. And so, you know, we did things like instead of getting a limo, we borrowed my neighbor's car, and, you know, I'm on after-hours committee, so I was able to get tickets for that for free and stuff like that. So I just wanted to say there are a lot of different things you can do to, like, reduce the cost, and it's really an issue.
Let me ask you, you're on the After Hours Committee for Worthington Kilbourne. Tell me why you think it's such a success.
I think After Hours is such a success because, I mean, it's genuinely a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff you can do there. You know, we have a lot of like, options of, like, what stuff we want to put there. So, like, we have, you know, a mechanical bull. We have all the inflatable games, those racing ones, and the giant sumo suits. Like, I think every year we kind of, like, we've kept a few things, but we've, like, added in a lot of new stuff. And we have a good working relationship with the place where we hold it, which is Super Games. So I think it's a success because it's hyped up a lot every year, and it just keeps rolling.
Well, great. Well, thanks for your call.
Oh, thank you very much. Bye.
Take care. Kathy, what would you change up? I mean, what's next for Thomas? They had their prom last weekend.
We're working on trying to do some benchmarking to take to the administration and students, calling around to other schools, and I'm actually going to add Cannell, Winchester, and Grandview to my list now after hearing that they have successful events. Trying to understand what's happening, you know, with the culture among kids and if it's different from school to school in terms of their interest in an after-prom event. And we're finding that there are a number of other schools that have similar situation to Thomas Worthington where the event has gone away over the past couple of years. But we're also encouraged because we are seeing schools who are having very successful events that are well attended by the majority of students who attend prom. So our next step is we're going to be doing a community survey, asking for input and sitting down with the junior class officers to talk and the administration to talk about what level of interest there is and making sure that we do have a student committee from the start of the school year who are committed to working with the parents to put the event together so that the positive buzz, which I think the caller mentioned about what a fun event is, can get out to the community. We had planned this year to replicate the Worthington Kilbourne event, and we actually invited a couple of students from Thomas to come and take a field trip with us to the Worthington Kilbourne after hours. And the students who came were quite surprised at how much fun they perceived the event to be.
So after a while, I'm just going to ask Rachel and Alec, you know, does it, if enough kids say it's stupid, they listen to each other. And can you see that happening in a school where it just becomes, even though it might be a great time, no one even tries to find out?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that just comes with what high school is. I mean, that's just how high school students are. If one person does it, another person does it. I mean, it's all off of popularity. And if one person does something, another person's going to do it. It's like a domino effect. And, I mean, you come to expect that. But you change over the years, and you boast the popularity of the after prom by changing up. You don't have it the same every single year. If you mind if I say something about our after prom.
Sure.
You mind? Our after prom is actually ran by a group of dedicated parents, and they fundraise all year long, and they try to change it up every year. And I feel like this year is going to be very successful. Last year was extremely successful. I went as a sophomore. It was extremely fun. But anyway, we do a raffle at the end of the after prom to get all the students to stay for the full time.
Because you have to be there to win.
Yeah, it gives them an incentive to stay, and all the all what they did all year to raise money to buy stuff for the raffle, they bought a big screen TV, I'm pretty sure, an iPad, Dr. Dre headphones, if you've heard of them.
I know Dr. Dre.
Yeah. And just other cool things that kids would like, and prizes and Cedar Point tickets. I mean, it just gives kids more of an incentive to stay. And, I mean, I think it's a great idea. And what they did is just amazing. How hard they've worked. They hosted a chili cook-off at the school to raise money. They did a powder puff game, which raised a ton of money. We did it jointly with after prom. Prom committee did. But all I would say is just mix it up every year. And I mean, you're gonna have to put forth more effort, but I mean, in the end, it's worth it.
Well, I appreciate all the suggestions, because there's some great ideas there that we haven't considered. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, you know, it'll be up to the students and the school community to say this is something they want or don't want. But we really appreciate the great ideas.
Without student buy-in, Rachel, can it work?
Well, we had a group of students this year who said they weren't going to go to prom, and especially since – or to after prom, sorry. Mm-hmm. But especially since – a lot of people do go in groups now. If part of your group's not going, you're most likely not going to go. But there is a huge aspect of after prom that is the parents saying, we're not offering another option. There's a lot of parents who say, if you're going to go out, you're going to after prom. Otherwise, you're home. And so there's really a community-wide kind of effort and a type of just feeling that if you're going to allow people to hang out at your house and that sort of thing, that's not really okay. They want you to go to after prom. It's thrown by the parents. They want you to have a safe time.
Kathy, are there just a few people that put after prom together, or
The Activity Club organization has about 40 members who all are actively engaged on after hours. So that's the core, but we have heard, and I know from Worthington Kilbourne's success, that they have a group of about 30 students who also support it. And then there's outreach to the community. We this year sent out a letter to other booster organizations asking for both financial contributions and seeking chaperones or other interested parents who might want to participate or who would nominate students to be involved if their student was interested.
We still have a few more minutes left if you want to give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Tell us about how you manage prom. Was it the time of your life, or have you already forgotten it? And if you're gay, how did you manage? Did you enjoy your prom? Were you welcome or not? And what was your alternative? Call 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org and let us know. Kathy, what about your prom? What was that like?
I went to a Catholic high school in Indiana, and my senior prom, I think I caused a scandal. It was the day of long, floor-length Kiana nylon dresses.
Yes.
And I actually made, I was kind of into designing things, I made a strapless, over-the-knee-length dress. And it was kind of a big deal, because that just wasn't done at the time. This was 1978.
Yeah, it was a scandal. But you were with your future husband, right?
I was with my future husband, my high school sweetheart, who was in college. And it was a kind of a different event than what we have now. Ours was held at a banquet hall, so dinner was served at the prom in addition to dancing and the prom king and queen festivities. And then afterwards, there was no event. I've heard a lot of Worthington parents actually say that they have fond recollections of going to after prom in Worthington or in local communities because they do recall they must be a lot younger than me.
Yeah, well, back in the olden days when I was in high school, there wasn't an after prom either. Do you know, Kathy, anything about kind of the evolution of the after prom and when it started, you know, when it picked up in popularity?
I don't know the exact timing. I know in Worthington, or for Worthington High School, it was 1986, and I don't know what the inception was. I have heard communities who said that they started the event in my sister's community in Wilton, Connecticut. They put on a post-graduation party instead of a post-prom, and the inception was because of a tragedy in the community, and they wanted to protect the kids and offer them a safe alternative. And in their case, they have a lock-in all night after graduation, and it's something the seniors anticipate for years, and the kids do a great job of keeping a secret about what all the great activities are that take place there.
Oh, Rachel and Alec, do you know what inspired after prom to start up at your schools?
I'm not sure. I know that for as long as I've been thinking of prom, and I have two older brothers that have gone through Grandview, that there's been an after prom, and it's kind of a tradition type thing. We also have one of the after graduation night things, so that it's a real community-wide type support group type thing.
And Alec?
Yeah, I mean, it's been around as long as I've known. My sister's had after prom. I think it's more of a tradition thing also, but I would imagine it started just a way to keep kids safe after prom. After prom, just give them somewhere to go, so they don't feel obligated to get into some shenanigans.
Which can happen.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, Kathy Devine, for joining us today.
You're quite welcome. Thank
Kathy
you, Ann.
Kathy is president of the Activity Club at Thomas Worthington High School. She's a parent. And also want to thank Rachel Metzler from Grandview Heights High School. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Of course.
And also Alec McLaughlin. He is a junior class president at Canal Winchester. They're having their prom this weekend. I hope you have a great time.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
You know the global competition and conflict surrounding oil? Lester Brown says that's starting to happen with food. He'll explain why on the next Fresh Air. Brown's article, The New Geopolitics of Food, is published in Foreign Policy magazine. Also, Michael Spector will discuss his New Yorker article, Test Tube Burgers, about scientists trying to grow meat in labs. Join us.
And Fresh Air begins in 20 minutes. It starts at noon here on 89.7 NPR News. And join us tomorrow morning for special coverage of President Obama's speech on the Middle East and U.S. policy there. NPR will have coverage of the speech and analysis of the president's remarks. Listen Thursday morning beginning at 11:20 right here on 89.7 NPR News.
Support for 89.7 comes from Columbus College of Art and Design. Creative Futures begin in Saturday morning art classes for children and youth starting in June. Information and online registration at www.ccad.edu.
And it's 54 degrees in downtown Columbus. A chance of showers and thunderstorms today in cloudy skies, a high of 60 degrees. There's also a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 51. That chance of showers and thunderstorms still here on Thursday, clouds and a high of 64. Chance of rain Thursday night, a low of 54 degrees. And then a promise of sunshine for Friday and a high of 73. All Sides with Ann Fisher continues on 89.7 NPR News.
Blaine Warbler, will you go to junior prom with me?
Prom?
It'll be the social event of the season. You don't want to go to prom with me?
No, 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 of course I want to go with you. It's just... prom.
That's a scene from a recent episode of Glee in which Kurt asks and Blaine begin discussing their prospects if they decide to go to prom together as a gay couple. Kurt calls it the social event of the season, but that isn't always necessarily the case for folks who don't fit into the stereotypical scenario of the prom. Most overtly the boy-girl thing. Joining me now to talk about how the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning community approaches the prom tradition is Jen Gilbride-Brown. She's Executive Director of Kaleidoscope Youth Center. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Thanks, Ann.
And also Taniqua Hamilton. Taniqua was president of the Gay Straight Alliance in 2010 at Beechcroft High School. She also worked with Jen Gilbride-Brown to plan the other prom at the Wexner Center, sponsored by Kaleidoscope. Welcome to the show, Taniqua.
Thank you.
And if you have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call. We're talking about the other prom, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Jen, can you give us some history about the other prom, how it came about?
Sure. The other prom has been going on for, this was our 17th year. Kaleidoscope has been the lead host for that for probably upwards of 10-plus years. But for about 17 years, there has been an event that was meant to be a safe space for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, and questioning youth to go to prom with the person they wanted to go to prom with, or to just simply celebrate an event like prom in a space that was safe and they could be sort of who they wanted to be. It has we've had an amazing partnership with the Wexner Center for the Arts in Ohio State for the last 2 years, in which they host us at their performance space, and it's a very, very special event. They get people get very dressed up, and this year we had it this Saturday, and we had 116 kids from 36 area high schools.
Kate from Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Ann. I wanted to compliment the guest from your previous segment who just came off as so adult, but also wanted to talk about my experience as a gay kid going to the prom way back in the day.
In the olden days.
In the olden days. There was no alternative. And I actually was approached by two older gay men who I knew who had a young gay man friend who needed to go to the Academy prom and essentially needed a beard. And so they asked if I could fill that role, and I agreed to do that and got my dress all together and everything. And, of course, we had to go to this gay male couple's house before we went, and they took one look at me and decided I needed some spritzing up and redid my hair and slapped on a brooch. And it was quite an evening, but we actually had a blast because, there was no pressure. The after party was at Denison, and it was just a really great opportunity. So I was glad to have had that, but it was very different than going with my girlfriend, which in the day wasn't a choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Kate, for that call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Take care. Taniqua, you and your girlfriend were welcomed at your prom at Beechcroft this year. So tell us about that.
We actually got together and then we just decided, oh, well, I'm going to wear this. And I didn't, at the time, my mom didn't really know. So I kind of got my stuff together and then went to her house and left from there. So I just got dressed and I wore basically a suit.
Uh-huh.
I had the vest and tie and everything like that. And I mean, I was welcome. Like, they knew who I was from the school even before prom.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the president of the Gay Straight Alliance there, so.
Yeah, even my friends, even the people outside of the LGBT community, they were just open arms like, oh, you look better than me here. This is not supposed to happen. But it was pretty awesome because the teachers accepted who I was. Even my principal, who is actually a very straight Christian man, he just was like, you look really nice. It wasn't any problems, any hate remarks or anything like that. We all just had fun and danced together.
So, Jen, does that mean, because of Taniqua's experience, is that a universal type of experience? Are things kind of settling down finally and it's just not that big of a deal at a high school situation?
Yeah, I think I would say Taniqua's experience is probably not the norm, though we are seeing more of that. We continue to see quite a bit of... for instance, this spring got a call because a school administrator had another school administrator break up to young girls who were dancing together that they were dates at, you know, this particular event, and was sort of told that that was it was disturbing the school administrator, and so they needed to please stop. And so it really gets to be very case by case and very dependent on the leadership at the school and or who's chaperoning the dances. That can really dramatically impact the experiences of the youth at these events. And so it can really be an event-by-event kind of piece, or it could be, you know, affected sort of at the policy level. But we continue to see quite a bit, and we heard from the youth. I had two young people at the other prom this Saturday were interviewing me before they went into the event, and she got done with the interview and said, "You can't even believe how amazing this is. This is so amazing." And she was a young person here in Columbus at one of our local high schools, saying that this kind of thing could never happen for her in any other way. And then she and her girlfriend ran off and had a great time at the other prom. So, you know, I think that we continue to see instances, many, many instances, in where youth are not welcome to come with who they want to come with.
Taniqua, did you see the Glee episode on prom?
No.
Okay, well, in that, there was a segment in that, I happened to watch it yesterday to prepare for the show, where Kurt is telling his dad and his boyfriend and his stepbrother what he's going to wear for the prom. He walks out in a kilt. Mm. And his dad makes the point, and he looks great, and his dad makes the point that, you know, are you just trying to egg people on? Are you using this as an opportunity to kind of cause trouble or, you know, bug people? And I'm wondering, Taniqua, is there that, you know, I think Kurt, you know, it's just a character, it's just a show, but I think he actually likes wearing a kilt, but what about you? I mean, did you ask yourself that question? Well, if I show up in a suit, is someone going to, am I just egging people on?
Well, I always saw it as I am who I am, and I've never been afraid to show it. I mean, to my mom, it's a whole other thing, but to show it to people on the outside. It wasn't something I wanted to egg people on. I was who I am.
It was consistent.
Yeah, if you like it or not, that's you.
Mike from the Short North, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, like your first caller here. I was gay back and went to high school, went to the prom back in the mid to late 60s. Well, there was no such concept as gay, and Stonewall hadn't happened yet. And I was beginning to suspect that I was a homosexual, clinically, seriously, mentally ill. That was the perception back then. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem was I had enough heterosexual tendencies that I kind of bounced back and forth between having a crush on a girl and saying, "Oh, it's great, I'm okay after all, never mind that other stuff," and then finding myself having a crush on a guy and ready to slash my wrists or something. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had this friend of mine who was a girl, and I had a crush on her at the time, took her to the prom. And at one point, I was feeling real good and everything. I thought I'd hold her hand. I don't know why, but she just yanked her hand away. She would not let me hold her hand. I mean, I never knew why, but I felt so crushed and humiliated and everything. Oh, my God, she knows. She sees through me. She thinks I'm one of these diseased animals. It was awful.
Mm. It was a sad night.
Yeah. It's almost funny now because, a lot of people learn to deal with pain with a certain amount of humor, and I've tended to approach things that way, but it wasn't very funny at the time.
Well, thank you. Did you ever go to prom again?
No. I knew not to go the next year, and the next year I had the perfect excuse since it was the late 60s. That's so establishment. I'm too cool to do anything establishment.
Right. Well, thank you, Mike, for giving us a call. If you want to give us a call and talk about your prom experience, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You know, we're also on Facebook if you want to communicate that way. So there's still a need, Jen, for it, but does even the other prom change a little bit? I mean, has that changed over time?
I actually think the interest, the young people's interest, and I wouldn't say demand insofar as they just count on that it's happening. We get, long before we'll start planning, kids want to know when the date is. And so if I think if anything has changed over time, it's that the kids in the community have come to really count on that this is going to happen and that this is going to be a place where, I mean, to see the looks on their face when they walk into that performance space that Taniqua and her peers do an amazing job with and get it very gussied up, and to see the looks on their face is really, it takes your breath away. They can't believe this is there for them. And in many ways, for those of us that do this work every day, it's kind of what gets you up and going to work the next day, because you are reminded of how critically important and how not normal this kind of space is for them.
Taniqua? I think it's also a way for, as at the other prom, you can go, if you're a male, you can go as the prom queen. If you're a female, you can go as prom king. It's comfortability. You can go as whatever you want to be.
Did I hear that you were named prom king?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. I wasn't sure. I was reading through some stuff. Now, maybe, Jen, you brought this up earlier and I missed it, but you don't have to be LGBT to go to the other prom, right?
Correct.
Taniqua?
Right.
Yeah, all of our events are open to LGBT youth and allies and questioning youth. So, you know, we don't. There aren't those questions about, so how do you identify before you walk in the door, but rather we're coming together as a community that wants to celebrate a space where everybody is good just the way they are. And so you can come dressed in any way you want to come. You can come with anybody you want to come with. And our prom king and queen crowning is really a runway show and or dance off, depending on what the youth advisory board decides. This year it was a dance off, so the two fiercest dancers were named prom king and queen.
Oh, so Taniqua, you're a great dancer too.
I think last year it was a runway show, so Taniqua looked fierce. I think she won the runway show. I think, is that right?
Taniqua, do the allies that come, do they just tend to be friends of people who are already going? Is that usually what it turns out to be? Or
they're friends or friends of friends. They're just people who are comfortable with LGBT youth. We don't really want people who are like, oh, look at them. You know, they have to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just a friendly environment for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Nice to see you or hear you.
What's your story?
Oh, my story is I heard you driving up the road, and you just wanted a story about gays at prom.
Yeah.
And I graduated from high school in Fresno, California in 1971, and we were tired of the normal football star, cheerleader, prom king, queen, so we elected a gay friend and his friend, who was a straight woman, as prom king and queen.
I mean, so he was a known quantity?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, that in and of itself would be kind of unusual in 71, wouldn't it, Jen?
I would think so, given what we know about folks' experiences over the years in schools. And even, I mean, I think today, obviously, it's probably a different story, but certainly 40 years ago, I would say.
But Nancy, back then, of course, there was that sort of anti-establishment streak going through everything too, right?
Well, it was the height of the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Counterculture was everywhere. We were in California, after all.
Yeah.
And no, he didn't have any problem. He knew from when he was in junior high, and there were several self-designated lesbians. I knew of a few other gays, but he was the only friend of mine that I knew was gay.
Okay, well, thank you for that story.
You're welcome.
614-292-8513. We have a few minutes left. If you want to call us and tell us your high school prom story, if you're gay, we'd like to hear about that, too. We're talking about the other prom. It's for LGBTQ youth. So give us a call if you have something to add to that conversation as well. Taniqua, is there anything different about the other prom besides the people who are welcomed there, ultimately?
I mean, it's actually just like a other prom.
Crepe paper and the same old, right?
It's
No crepe paper.
We try to do everything outside of the traditional.
We're at the Wexner Center.
Okay, yeah, it's very cool space.
Yeah.
So what kind of advice, Jen Antoniqua, you know, as you want to join in, would you give high school, other high schools out there that want to make their event more welcoming? How do you do that?
Yeah. I think from what we know about working with schools is that it's part of a process. And one of the best ways to get started on the road to making prom, let alone school, more welcoming is to have a gay-straight alliance at your school. Research shows us that that has significant impact on school climate. Because peer-to-peer influence on, hey, we don't behave like that here, or in terms of the negative language or the bullying, or sending messages about it's okay to be who you are, those messages are more effectively sent by peers than by anything else. And so what schools can do and students at schools can do is advocate and set up a gay-straight alliance where you've got an advisor and they're meeting regularly, as well as then accessing resources in around the state, as well as Kaleidoscope, in terms of how to do that, what makes sense. But, you know, I think often a school's prom is really a culmination of the school climate throughout the year. And so it's really got to be a sort of larger effort. And if your prom is a place where you as an LGBTQ young person felt welcome, then in many ways that's a credit to your school.
Taniqua, what do you think?
I think GSAs are the best way because my brother actually started the GSA at Beechcroft. And after that, you create kind of a family, a safe haven within the school. Yeah, you're supposed to be safe, but you're not always safe because teachers aren't always around or whatever. And teachers can tell you, oh, well, they don't need to be doing this, but they're not in the situation. From a peer, it's like understanding. And in our GSA, we always made a family. We basically looked out for each other. So if you saw somebody in GSA and we saw them walking down the hallway and getting bullied, we basically took them under our wing and took care of them. It wasn't like we just went around fighting people. It was more of a support system.
Mm-hmm.
So putting Kaleidoscope out there, that was one of our main things. GSA helps anybody feel more comfortable with who they are.
And does GSA participate in planning the prom at Beechcroft?
At Beechcroft, they can give ideas and stuff like that, and then we'll give them to the Youth Advisory Board or somebody at Kaleidoscope. We just give ideas.
It's just a matter of being on the advisory board or being in the group that's planning it in the first place.
Right. But every idea, I think, is considered.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to thank my guests, Jen Gilbride-Brown. She's the Executive Director of Kaleidoscope Youth Center. Jen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Ann.
And Taniqua Hamilton, she was in 2010 the president of the Gay Straight Alliance at Beechcroft High School. She was the prom king at the other prom at the Wexner Center. Was it just this last weekend?
Oh, no. It was the one before that.
Okay. Well, anyways, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from the Central Ohio Trauma System, working with community partners to make Central Ohio a safer place to live. Details about joining the Columbus Medical Association Foundation and supporting the Central Ohio Trauma System are at goodhealthcolumbus.org.